Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, September 21st. I have to let you know I'm recording this podcast a little bit earlier than usual. On Tuesday night, I went to see the Dave Matthews Band. My brother's in town. He is a massive Dave Matthews fan. Dave Matthews is, got his start in Charlottesville. And, you know, obviously I grew up in Northern Virginia, so we had some friends whose siblings were in college when Dave Matthews was popping. And so we, you know, we've listened to Dave Matthews for the longest time. My brother's seen him probably a dozen times. I have never seen him live. So we got tickets to the Hollywood Bowl, and we have to leave, of course, early because LA traffic sucks and parking at the Hollywood Bowl is a nightmare. So if something massive happens in the sports world late Tuesday night, your boy will not be on top of it, unfortunately. And Wednesday morning, I will try to be sleeping in and then dash off to the herd. You know, these late nights, man, can't do them anymore. When you're doing a five-day-a-week TV show and a daily podcast, a lot of work to be done. But we got some good stuff today because, obviously, I come up with creative shit and a couple interesting NFL stories. Two quick ones. They're both fan-related. I don't know if you guys saw this. So after my Jets took down the Browns, after that final interception by Ashton Davis, fun story, he had one snap the entire game, and it was a interception to seal it. So he gets the interception, and the owner of the Browns, Jimmy Haslam, who's detested in Cleveland, is like near the tunnel. He's like on the field near the tunnel, and then he like throws up his hands like, ah, this stinks. And he starts heading back toward the tunnel, and some bozo, some drunk meatball, throws a plastic bottle at him, and I guess it hits Haslam. Haslam turns around and points in the area. Didn't take long for them to arrest this guy. They find him. Apparently, according to reports out of Cleveland, this guy's inebriated. He has now been banned from attending Cleveland Browns games. Was it worth it? Was it worth it to throw a plastic bottle at the owner and get banned from ever going to a game again? Like, what if the Browns are good next year and you're going to want to go to games? They got facial recognition everywhere. You're not getting in. The other fan story was in Vegas. This one's a little tougher to decipher. I've watched the video a lot. So after the scoop and score by Byron Murphy, the whole Cardinals team runs down to celebrate. Now, Kyler Murray, because he's that dude, is like taking his time. He's one of the last ones down there. And he goes to a couple Cardinals fans in the front row to like hug them and celebrate. Yeah, yeah. And as he's hugging them, you see this arm come into the video and kind of hit him right in the head. And it's weird, like, you're going to hit a guy right there, right, almost in front of him? Kyler Murray instantly identifies the guy. He's wearing a gray shirt, Raiders colors, and they identify this guy. And it's like, I'm not defending this bozo, but it looked to me in the video like as Kyler Murray comes up, everybody's all excited. Oh, it's Kyler Murray. You're a Cardinals fan. So there's like this kind of crush of people, and it's unclear if the guy who ended up slapping him was like pushed or jostled and it was unintentional, but he's wearing a gray and black Raiders shirt. So it's like, we know what Raiders fans are about, dude. You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. I don't care what you are, upstanding citizen, the great human in the community. Like, you're just not going to get the benefit of the doubt with your arm coming down like that. So we'll see what happens. Cliff Kingsbury's calling for a severe punishment, and I can't say that he's wrong. Why are you putting your hands on guys? It's like, really? I understand yelling stuff at people. Who's never done that? Now, there is a line you don't want to cross. But anyways, those are the two NFL stories. I do have one NBA thing to drop later in the pod. But I was looking around for NFL gambling stuff, as I do fairly often, probably too often. Kind of because, like, it's weird. I gamble on the NBA, but not nearly as much. Mostly I do it in the playoffs. When it comes to regular season, there's not as much value. Now, with the NFL, 6 days, 7 days between games, there's a lot of time to chew on it. There's all these contests. There's fantasy. It really has your attention, right? And you know that, economies are kind of defined by scarcity, and football is extremely scarce. There's games Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. That's it. And there's 18 of them and it's done. NBA, Major League Baseball, like, the seasons go on forever. But with the scarcity in the NFL, it's like you just dive in and you're all over it all the time. And I'm looking at some of these lines and I'm seeing some interesting moves in the market.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And I started thinking about this.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started. Where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stock market, and I was, I've talked about this before, but we taught our kids, what the stock market is. They're still in elementary school and middle, but, you know, buying stocks, we opened up custodial accounts for them so they can kind of pick their own stocks and understand buy and hold and markets and all that fun stuff. So you guys know that, like, everybody wants to be in the cool stocks. Tesla is cool. Right? So you want to own the Tesla stock. But then the kids go to Tesla and see that it's $300 a share. And they're like, what the? I just saved up all this money all summer and I get to buy one share of Tesla? That's not fun. One share? I'd rather maybe buy like a $25 stock that has a lot of potential and get a bunch of that as opposed to one share of Tesla. But a lot of people want to be in on the cool. And I would compare, like, for right now in the NFL, the Bills and the Chiefs are pretty much the Tesla of the NFL. They're the class of the league. I think the Chargers are right there with the Chiefs, but given Kansas City's history, their narrow win over the Chargers, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they've been there before. I think you got to put them in the Buffalo class. I don't think anybody from the NFC is in that class, which is unfortunate for the AFC that the two best teams are in their conference. But, like, I think those are the Tesla stocks, and like the next tier would probably be what? Like the Apple stocks, the Amazon, whatever you want to pick. But like when you're comparing NFL teams to stocks, I've tried to teach the kids the idea of value, where you buy low and you love how it just goes up and up and up, and then you sell high. Now, obviously, you can't really sell your NFL futures, but if you're looking at teams, where is the most value right now? And I'm not talking about this. You guys know the meme stocks on Reddit, like Bed Bath & Beyond and AMC. I'm not talking about that stuff. That's too risky for my blood. You got to be online all the time when the Reddit guys are like, oh, we got to sell, hold forever, hold. But then you miss the dump. Yeah, you get left holding the bag. No, thank you. That's just not my scene. I know a lot of dudes who do get involved in that, and it sounds fun. I'm sure it can be lucrative and profitable, just not for me. So that being said, I'll start not with a team, but with a player. For instance, Tua Tagovailoa. You may be shocked to know this, but after two games, he now has better MVP odds. He's 20-1 than Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. That to me is insane. I don't think the value's in Tua, who had two good games, and the schedule is brutal. You are literally flushing money. And you guys can feel free to call this up in 4 months if I'm wrong. No shot Tua wins the MVP. Can he put up some big numbers? Sure. Can he put up massive numbers? Yeah. Look at the schedule. That back half for Miami is brutal. It's going to be extremely difficult for the Dolphins to win 11, 12 games. Now go do Tom Brady in Tampa. And I know he hasn't put up numbers early. It's early, guys. Chris Godwin will be healthy. Julio Jones will be healthy. The offensive line will be back. Mike Evans will return from suspension. It's Tom Brady. They're going to be okay. The defense is elite. They're probably going to win 12 games. Now that they beat the Saints, I mean, hell, are they going to sweep the division? One of the worst divisions in the league. 6-0 in the division. Brady and the Bucs are looking at the number one seed and, I don't know, 12 wins? Can they get 13? I think it's the Eagles and the Bucs. The Eagles, and again, I don't think the Eagles are as good as the Bucs. I think they can be. But the real value in the Eagles is the schedule. That's the great equalizer. You look at it, you're like, oh my gosh. Not only is the division bad, but they're not. They didn't win the division last year, so they're not playing a first-place schedule. That was Dallas. And you look at the Eagles, and you're like, this could be a legit 13-win team, which is why I had some bets on them. Now, I did not get Jalen Hurts to win the MVP. He's now third behind Mahomes and Josh Allen, which is actually, it's Josh Allen 1, Mahomes 2, but nevertheless. That's a little crazy to me, is it not? Jalen Hurts, after two games, big numbers. Eagles look good, but third? That, to me, is not a buy right now. Now, I do think, like I just said, the Eagles are going to be one of the best teams in the league, in the NFC. I don't necessarily know that Hurts is going to be an MVP contender. Now, I have him in fantasy, as you know. I like the upside. I have the Eagles defense as well. But MVP at plus 800, the best time to buy Hurts would have been in the offseason before the two wins, before he shredded Detroit and then Monday Night Football, Minnesota. You know, the worst time to buy Jalen Hurts stock is right after a primetime shellacking of a good Vikings team, right? So putting all this in perspective, and you want to ask me, well, where's the best value now if you're looking forward after two games? I'm going to disappoint you and say, let's start with the winless teams. For instance, Cincinnati, 0-2. They play the Jets this weekend. They're favored by 4.5 on the road. Bengals are probably going to win that game. I'm not giving it to them, but they're probably going to win that game, and their odds will shift. They're going to figure out this offensive line, which has been patched together, four new guys protecting Joe Burrow. The tackles have not been good. Eventually, they'll sort it out. They'll get a tight end to chip. They'll make adjustments. That's what good teams do. Now, I don't think Zach Taylor's a great coach. I think the Bengals are going to be okay. Can they get back to a Super Bowl? It's going to be difficult. That being said, I think we're seeing Pittsburgh is nothing in this division. I think we're seeing Cleveland losing to the Jets has a big uphill climb. One of those two after Thursday will be 1-2. And Baltimore, kind of surprising that, you know, they were up 35-14. If that game ends 35-14 or 35-21, we're talking about Baltimore in the class of Kansas City and Buffalo, right? Well, I love Baltimore coming in this season. And that fourth quarter, again, we're talking about like 14 minutes. They went from being in the top class in the NFL in 14 minutes to hemorrhaging points, questions about the defensive coordinator, injuries galore. I think they already have three guys out for the season. They're going to be fine, but are they a lock to win this division? I think there is some value in the Bengals at 0-2. And I know I've bashed the Bengals on Cowherd Show, and a lot of Bengals fans hear it and are like, we're going to be fine. We're going back to the Super Bowl. And like, guys, settle down. I'm just saying, so far you've stunk. But when you're asking me for value, like stocks, I would look at the Bengals. I would actually look at the Indianapolis Colts. I told you I already bet the Chiefs minus 6.5. And looks like it's touching 7 in some spots. I would not be surprised if the Chiefs went in and beat their ass. I saw a stat. Patrick Mahomes never lost a game in a dome. Never. It's like, whoa. Is he going to lose to the Colts? I don't know about cover the spread. I know, you know, the Colts game plan is going to be Jonathan Taylor, who had like 9 carries against Jacksonville. They're just going to force feed him. I don't know if they can keep up, but we'll see. So do the Colts have value? Well, the reason is the division. Texans stink. Tennessee Titans stink. And by the way, they could be 0-3 if they lose to the Raiders. And Jacksonville, whom I like, is probably a team I would target in addition to the Colts. And I'm just talking about, you win the division, like, Jacksonville's got a shot. Now, we've been early on Jacksonville, and I don't think we had the Colts or anyone had the Colts at 0-2, or sorry, 0-1-1. I don't want to slight them. Oh, it feels like 0-2 because you couldn't beat the friggin' Texans. This was a team that had double-digit win projections in the preseason. And now they're 0-2 and we're totally selling them. I mean, Pittman's going to return. Leonard will be there. Matt Ryan is not this bad. I think there's value in the Colts going forward to make the playoffs, to win the division. Like, they can still pull that stuff off. Now, when I look elsewhere around the league, a lot of people love Miami, and I think Miami looks like one of the better teams in the AFC, but I'm going to come back to the schedule thing, guys. The reason I would not buy short-term stock for this season is the schedule is just, how are they going to manage this? So they already faced New England and Baltimore, 2 good wins. Here's who they have the next 2 weeks. Buffalo, huge one on Sunday, and then Cincinnati on the road. They also have, in October, Minnesota, November, they have Cleveland, and then listen to this December gauntlet. I don't know if there's a tougher 5-game stretch in the league. At San Fran, at LA Chargers, at Buffalo. So you have back-to-back West Coast road games in December against, I think, 2 Super Bowl contenders in the Chargers and 49ers. Then you've got to come back across the country to face Buffalo. Then on Christmas, you're hosting the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. And then on New Year's Day, you're visiting the New England Patriots for a rematch. That's 5 brutal games. Can they go 2-3 in that stretch? Or what if they go 1-4? They could be sitting on 10 wins. Let's say they're sitting on 9 wins heading into that December stretch. You're feeling good about the Dolphins. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh. You lose 4 or 5. And now you're like struggling to keep up in the wild card race. And again, I know Miami has the weapons. We got a lot of Dolphins fans listening to this podcast. Listen, long-term, that's a buy stock. McDaniel, whether or not Tua is the guy, McDaniel has shown so far, this dude knows what he's doing. Tyreek Hill and Waddle, they'll probably end up losing Gesicki. But the infrastructure is there for Miami to be a good long-term buy. This season, I feel like everybody's buying that stock right now and the price is a little overvalued. So when I look at value teams, again, you're not just looking in the trash can and picking out scraps, but it's like, yeah, the Bengals and the Colts, they kind of got some value. I know people aren't going to want to hear this. The Green Bay Packers, guys. The Green Bay Packers have the 4th best odds to win the Super Bowl. The market is telling you, respect Aaron Rodgers. Respect LaFleur, even though, you know, I know he has a lot of postseason questions. Let's see what happens this weekend with the Packers. If you're asking me, Jay, where are you on the Packers? I'm buying Packers stock before this game. Again, Aaron Rodgers is working with an entire new fleet of receivers. It's going to take some time. It's funny. Belichick would always use September as like an extended preseason, if you will. So he could fix things, figure out what works, what doesn't, schemes, players. Like, he's just juggling around in September. Don't you think on some level that the good teams and the good players and the good coaches figure it out? I don't know if LaFleur's a great coach, but we had Kevin Clark on the pod. He did the deep dive story for, I think it was The Ringer, on LaFleur. And it was like, well, yeah, he's won 13 games 3 years in a row. Well, he has Aaron Rodgers. Okay, well, is there a reason Mike McCarthy and Rodgers couldn't win 13 games in their final 5 seasons together and then LaFleur gets there and it works? So I'm a believer that the Packers are going to figure it out. And when they do, and if the defense remains healthy, that's a deadly team. Now, the calculus in that division is interesting because the Lions are kind of frisky. Everybody loves the Lions. They're scoring a lot of points. The defense can't stop a nosebleed. I like the Vikings a lot, Monday night notwithstanding. But I think you got to look at a bye on the Green Bay Packers. The only other team, I know people are going to say, what about the Rams, Jay? They won the Super Bowl. I don't like what I saw in the collapse against the Falcons. It was a really poor performance against the Buffalo Bills. The schedule is just exhausting going through all these teams with great Super Bowl odds. You're like, well, you lost to the Bills. They're the best team in the league. Okay, I get that. You still have games against San Francisco, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Green Bay, Denver, Chargers. Like, that's a really rough slate. You're looking at probably 7 to 8 losses. So now you're like barely a 500 team. And in the NFC, I don't know if that's going to be playoff worthy. So I would back off the Rams. Again, we're just talking about buying stock. I would not be buying Rams stock now off two games. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? I see some value in the Bengals and Colts, and you guys are seeing crap. Well, I also saw the crap, but I got to look through the crap to find the potential hidden value. And if you want one of the, I can't really say the Lions because, you know, I think that everybody's seen what they're capable of offensively through two games. But if you're asking me for one more, I guess I would say, and this is a tough one to say out loud, the Denver Broncos and Nathaniel Hackett. Yes, I just went there. Did you guys see that they are underdogs this week at home against San Francisco and Jimmy Garoppolo? Jimmy Garoppolo, who Kyle Shanahan did not want 2 months ago. Then he decided, Trey Lance is not very good. We should keep Garoppolo just in case. And now Garoppolo's the guy.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's favored in Denver? I think that's a massive surprise. I will probably be on Denver in the contest this week. I know people are just like, Jay, come on, Nathaniel Hackett, how can you back this goofball? Again, some of the numbers behind the Broncos are pretty good so far. Now, the red zone inefficiency, not good, but that can change. It's early. Again, remember, only team in the league with a new quarterback, offensive coordinator, head coach, defensive coordinator. Only team in the league. That's a lot of turnover. Obviously, injuries will matter. Sutton is down. I'm sorry, not Sutton. Judy is down. Surtain is down. They should figure it out, but the defense has been tremendous. I just noticed they haven't allowed a touchdown in the last six quarters. The counter to that, of course, is you face Geno Smith and Davis Mills. So what do we really know about Denver? Well, we don't know much other than Nathaniel Hackett looks like a buffoon calling plays on the sideline. You got 49ers, Raiders, Colts coming up. They should, I think they beat the Niners on Sunday Night Football, which should be a damn good game. And then you got the Raiders the following week. A big rivalry game, although we'll see. If the Raiders happen to lose to the Titans, that is a, I think if you're a Broncos fan, you want the Raiders to win this week so they're not a super desperate 0-3 coming home for a game with Russell Wilson. I think there's some value in the Broncos. I guess we can wrap up the pod real quick with just one NBA thing. And no, it's not Kyrie Irving's vaccine tweet. My gosh. I mean, I don't hear anybody talking about vaccines or mandates at all. I haven't heard anybody talking about that all year. So what on earth is Kyrie Irving doing tweeting about that stuff now? Like what? Why? You know there's got to be a method to his madness. I'm not going to try to decipher it, but I am going to try to... We didn't even mention this. I'm going to try to decipher the Lakers. Did you guys see over the... I think it was over the weekend, or maybe it was Friday. The Lakers went out and signed Dennis Schroeder, who they had 2 years ago. Dennis Schroeder. You guys know the position he plays, right? He's a point guard. The Lakers now have... In an era where wings are everything, the Lakers have four point guards. Kendrick Nunn, Russell Westbrook, Pat Bev, and Dennis Schroeder. So you can't play Schroeder really off the ball. He's very ball dominant. He's like a Russell Westbrook, except he doesn't rebound or... Yeah, he's like a Russell Westbrook. Now, he just played for Germany in Eurobasket 22. They lost in the semifinals. He gave Spain 30. Like, Schroeder's a good player. Is he a good team player? Well, I don't know. And here's the scary thing. Darvin Ham spent 5 years with Schroeder in Atlanta. I don't understand what the Lakers are doing here. They have four point guards on the roster. Is Russell Westbrook getting dealt? Is he staying? I mean, we've been dragging this on. Like, it's just not making sense. Now, if he gets traded, he's likely going to get cut by that team. And then there's a chance Russell Westbrook, who's on the Lakers roster right now, doesn't even play a game this year. He's going to get like the John Wall treatment in Houston. Like, we just don't want you coming in. Like, any team that adds Westbrook is looking to shed salary and take on the one-year deal. And so they would cut him or say, don't show up. Folks, I don't know what the Lakers' game plan is. It's very puzzling. There's no way you go into camp with... And these aren't even like the right kind of point guards. You've got Russ, a non-shooting point guard. Kendrick Nunn, who's like a 6'1", but he can shoot it. He's probably the best shooter of this group. Schroeder, who is a ball hog, but he can score. And then Pat Bev, who's a defensive hound and had one good three-point shooting year, maybe two. And it's like, what are we doing? I have no idea how these guys fit around LeBron and Anthony Davis. Lakers are really playing with fire. Hopefully, they have something up their sleeve. All right, that's it for today. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.